Did you see the German government's new announcement? Their new war plans? More importantly, the control of the food infrastructure. Now, I covered this a little bit in my Brighttown broadcast news last Friday, but there's way more to this that I didn't get into. So let's just back up and summarize what this is. So the German government has updated its wartime plans, and this is very public. They've put this out there. They've said, we're going to have underground bunkers. We'll use subway systems as bunkers. We're going to control all food. We're going to control all jobs and workers. We're going to force companies to hand us all their infrastructure, including their IT infrastructure. So the German government's just going to seize all websites, all domains, all computers, all servers, also all physical resources of all the companies, including trucks, including factory equipment, manufacturing equipment. And they're going to order employees to continue working at whatever factories or whatever places they're at right now. You're not going to be allowed to quit without being arrested. And if you're arrested, you'll probably be thrown into the military, vaccinated, and sent to the front lines to die under artillery fire from Russia, which is kind of what Ukraine is doing to a lot of young men right now as well. On top of this, the government's going to order all companies to produce what the government wants them to produce. So this is a communist-style centralized planning control over the entire German economy. They're going to take over everything, every company, every worker, every website, every media company. They've also said they're going to order the media companies what to print. So just like we saw in Ukraine, where there's no independent press allowed, and if you try to publish something that the government doesn't like, then you are targeted for termination and takedowns. That's now official policy in Germany. In addition, there's a mandatory military draft for all young German men, and maybe women too. I don't know if that was included. Might even include fairy genders. Who knows? It might be, you know, 192 genders. And in order to avoid the draft, you have to pick a gender that's not already known by the transgender movement. So you have to pick, like, wild oak gnome tree fairy elf or something, like something that they haven't thought of yet. And then maybe you won't be drafted if you're that gender, but for everybody else, you're going to be drafted. Just remember, as a side note, every creature that existed in Dungeons and Dragons that you may have played as a child, every one of those creatures is now a gender, okay? Kobolds, orcs, red dragons, elves, whatever. They're all genders. And there's combinations, like a red dragon elf or a kobold orc or whatever. And you can tell they're orcs when you look at some of these people with the nose rings and the whatever. You know what I'm talking about. So anyway, Germany's going to send like the LGBT brigade to the front lines after they try to kill them by vaccinating them all. And then, of course, they're going to die on the front lines because, well, nobody in Germany really knows how to fight anymore, because that's been drilled out of them, and it's all progressive, radical, left-wing society now. Oh, we're all climate cultists and, you know, transgender child groomers, but they don't know how to fight. You know, this is a far cry from the old days of Germany when they actually had soldiers that could fight. Not anymore. But the most important element in this is control of the food supply. So this report specifically says that the government's going to, in essence, seize all wheat, rye, corn, and oats. They're going to stockpile these grains in secret locations. They specifically say it's in secret locations. Secret to you. Secret to the citizens of Germany. You know, the people won't have any idea where this stuff is, because the government will be, quote, hoarding it in their secret locations. And then they're going to slowly allow the people to eat enough to maybe not starve to death. They say specifically they will provide one hot meal per day to the German population. Got that? One hot meal per day. And what are they storing for the hot meal? Again, rye, wheat, corn, and oats. So your one hot meal per day might be a bowl of oatmeal. There you go. Hey, have a great day with your bowl of oatmeal. You know, your moth-infested oatmeal that's been improperly stored somewhere. And it got infested with insects. And it's crawling with snoots or whatever. Yeah, enjoy your snoot oatmeal breakfast. That's lunch and dinner too, by the way. Don't eat it too fast now. Isn't it great to be a German citizen? Yeah. And by the way, those of you who are Americans or Brits or Japanese or whatever, don't laugh too hard, because this is the template for the plan for all of us. In the U.S., we already have a plan like this on the books, by the way. It's called the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. The NDAA, which I believe was signed into law by Obama in 2012. I think it was 2012. Might have been 2011, but it was definitely under Obama. It allows the government to seize all resources related to food and farms. In other words, the government can seize your cattle, tractors, diesel fuel. They can seize food crops. They can seize seeds so that you can't grow the next season of food. They could also seize any stored food that anybody has. You know, if somebody isn't clever enough to hide it somewhere for survival purposes, the government can just walk in and, you know, open up the closets. Look at these cans, you know, look at this box of storable food. Well, that's ours now. How dare you hoard it? We're going to hoard it. We're the government. We can hoard. You can't hoard. We're the official hoarders. If you hoard, you're a criminal. That's what it's going to be. And then they'll offer food credit rewards to people to turn in their neighbors. So your neighbor, if you told your neighbor about how much stored food you have, which was always a bad idea, your neighbor is going to call up the government. I know somebody who's got all kinds of stored food. Do I get extra credits of moth-infested oatmeal if I turn them in? And the government will say, yes, yes, tell us who it is. Give us their address and their names. We'll send a food raid SWAT team immediately. And you'll get food swatted by the government. They'll show up with a Bearcat, you know, mine-proof vehicle and about 20 armed men, all roided up on steroids is what that means. You know, they'll be rolling up. Whoa, whoa, go, 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 team blue, go, you know, and then they'll raid your place for cans of textured soy protein. You know, it's like, what? You know, they'll arrest you. This particular individual has been accused of having excess food storage, participating particular identity subjects and items, you know. Something like that. That's a line out of Idiocracy, essentially, by the way. And, you know, they'll drag you to jail where you won't even get one hot meal a day. You'll get like 0.1 hot meals per day. And you'll be a criminal against the state. So that's how that's going to go down, just in case you're wondering. That'll happen in Germany. It'll happen in France. Definitely in the UK, US, Canada, all of it. Get ready. I'm not joking. So obviously, you might need to listen to one of my free audiobooks. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide, and it's available for free to download at globalreset.news. By the way, hey, just as a side note, we were just contacted by someone who wants to translate survival nutrition and resilient prepping into the Czech language. Yeah, how cool is that? So they were asking permission. I'm like, yeah, go for it. In fact, if any of you out there, if you have a desire to translate any of my transcripts from all the audiobooks we have, you can go on to naturalnews.com. At the top, click on audiobooks, and you'll see the six or seven audiobooks we've got there right now. I've got another audiobook series coming that's going to be the best one yet. I just need about a month to work on it. I need to find some spare time. That doesn't seem to be happening, but I've got it all mapped out. It's going to be awesome. Very practical. But for those of you who want to translate any of my books into other languages, you are free to do so. I only ask you for two things. Number one, if you do translate it, just give it away to people. Don't make it a commercial thing, please. Just, you know, don't charge people for it. You have my permission to translate it. Just link back to the original source site, like survivalnutrition.com or globalreset.news or resilientprepping.com or what have you. Just link back to that site. And then secondly, send us a copy of your translated transcript or book so that we can also post it for other people in your language to benefit from the book. And we're also working to contribute all of these books to the Z Library Project, by the way, which is a global PDF downloading, like book downloading repository of all kinds of books. And right now you can find several of my books in Z Library, but you got to be careful. There's a bunch of fake Z Library sites out there that pretend to be Z Library. And then when you create an account, they take your account information and use it to try to log into a bunch of other sites, hoping you use the same password, which a lot of people do. So you got to be careful about that. I don't know the official Z Library domain name right now because the FBI keeps seizing them because they distribute books without permission of other authors and publishers. They acquire PDFs of those books and they just let people download them all over the world. You know, in the principle of human knowledge for impoverished nations for the most part. But as a result, their domains are being seized by the FBI. I think what Z Library is doing for my books is awesome. I can't speak to what they're doing for anybody else's books, but for me as an author, I'm way more interested in getting my books distributed rather than earning any money off the books. And so personally, especially for all the things that I've written without any kind of publisher involved, I wholly support Z Library to distribute those books. I think it's a great idea. Great infrastructure. Anyway, back to the point here. This is a template for what's going to happen to Western countries. War is going to be waged against Russia by NATO. Germany is going to initiate the draft. I mean, this document that they've just put out proves it. France is going to send thousands of troops to Ukraine to fight against Russia. The UK is going to draft soldiers. And sooner or later, there's going to be a draft in the US as well. There will be a draft. Because Western civilization is at the end of its rope. And remember that the leaders of Western nations are desperately trying to murder their own citizens. They did that with COVID, with the bioweapons vaccine injections. It's the governments that are sabotaging food supply infrastructure in order to create engineered famine. These governments are trying to now draft all their own native citizens, send them to die in Ukraine, and then replace everybody with illegal immigrants from the Middle East or South America or other third world countries. That is what is actually underway right now. This is an exterminate and replace campaign to exterminate so-called, you know, white people. It's not just white people, but it's also non-white Brits, non-white Germans, non-white French, whatever. But to exterminate the local people and replace them with illegal immigrants from all over the world. And this is what it looks like. So as part of that, they also have to achieve mass starvation and extermination. And one of the ways they'll do this, the German plan also mentioned food rationing cards. So they're going to ration food supplies. You'll have the one hot meal per day, a bowl of oatmeal or like rye slop. Here, you want some rye slop? Yay! And then on top of that, you'll have a food rationing card. But in order to qualify for the food rationing card, never forget, you will have to be up to date on all your vaccines. Otherwise, you might be a threat to public health. So here, take the bird flu jab. Bird flu jab 1, 2, 3. Booster bird flu. Bird booster flu jab. Oh, and COVID, it's been updated. Jab number 8, number 9, number 10. Oh, guess what? COVID combined with bird flu. We've got bovid flu, or curd flu. You got to take curd flu jabs and the bovid flu jabs, and then Ebola combined with bird flu. Somehow in one of the labs that the government runs, Ebola, COVID, curd, bow flu. you got to get that jab, jab number 13, number 14. And if you survive all of that, which would be a miracle, they'll just send you to war to die. So the only way to survive this, folks, is number one, don't take any other death shots. And number two, have your own food supply. You're going to have to do guerrilla gardening. You're going to grow some food, sprout some food. You're going to have some stored food to transition into the engineered famine so you can grow some of your own food. And you're going to have to grow it covertly and learn how to produce food or gather food covertly. Now, I just interviewed Daniel Vitalis. He's the star of the wildly popular outdoor series called Wild Fed. He's a friend of mine going back 20 years, by the way. And Daniel Vitalis was talking to me during this interview, which will run soon, about why it's actually important to learn how to catch and eat grasshoppers. And I know you're thinking, eat the bugs. Yeah. Well, aside from the fact that Klaus Schwab wants everybody to eat crickets because they want to shut down the farms, eating grasshoppers is a source of protein that you can wild harvest, source of protein that other people won't tap into. People will starve to death before they eat grasshoppers. And that's stupid. If you're starving, eat the grasshoppers. You know, you need to know how to do that, apparently. It's not something I'm looking forward to. I would much rather store some quinoa and some beans and rice and some, you know, whey protein and whatever else. But if I had to, would I eat grasshoppers in order to not die? Yes, I would. And you're thinking, well, I'm just going to hunt deer. Yeah, you and every other guy who's got a rifle, you're all going to hunt deer. Deer are going to be totally gone. There's going to be no deer left. So what are you going to do when the deer are gone? Well, you're going to eat grasshoppers. So anyway, we'll play that interview soon with Daniel Vitalis. In the meantime, of course, you can stockpile food, which is healthrangerstore.com, certified organic lab-tested food. And then also listen to my audiobook, The Global Reset Survival Guide, where I have an entire chapter dedicated to how you can hide your food. Hide your food. It may be the difference between life and death. There's all kinds of ways to hide food. I also encourage you to support people that you can. I talk about donating to local churches. So, you know, this is not a hoarding exercise. This is a survival exercise. Yeah, you need to put some food away in order to help you and your neighbors and your family members and maybe your church and maybe some strangers who are starving, and you can help them out, which is the Christian thing to do, if you can. The German government's stockpiling food like crazy, but isn't it interesting that all these governments that are themselves stacking food and stacking emergency medicine and ammunition and everything else, they will tell you that it's wrong for you to stockpile food somehow. How crazy is that? But get your food at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and healthrangerstore.com. Take care. Back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have the elderberry echinacea tincture combo, which is outstanding for the immune system. That's in the middle there. Back in stock. We've also got quercetin available, which is a very popular item as everybody's learning about the supportive benefits of quercetin. We have broccoli sprout powder in capsules now back in stock. We also have a little bit of the actual powder as it's shown there in that canister. All these available at healthrangerstore.com. Go to the website, find out what we have there. We've got a lot of new products, a lot of products back in stock. And then also we have the pea protein back in stock. Now for those who like plant-based proteins, pea protein, it's very smooth. The texture here is very smooth. It's also one of the cleanest, well, I think the cleanest plant-based protein you can get in terms of lab test results. Whereas rice protein sometimes, depending on the source, can have, you know, arsenic in it. We've seen that in rice protein, some lead, some cadmium. But pea protein is very, very clean. Some people prefer a whey protein taste, but if you're used to doing vegan proteins, then pea protein is more in your like wheelhouse of what it's supposed to taste like. And that's a really great, clean, smooth product right there. That's back in stock at our store. But check out our hundreds of other products at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that every purchase helps us with our big lawsuit that we filed. We're suing Google, Meta, we're suing Twitter or X, we're suing the Department of Defense. We're also suing Homeland Security, NewsGuard, and various NGOs for censorship collusion. In our lawsuit, we're exposing the censorship industrial complex, and we're working to dismantle it, to compel the court to actually dismantle this censorship complex so that the free speech rights of the American people can be restored, as is supposed to be guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights under the United States Constitution. But we have to fight for it, and we need your support in order to carry out and fund that fight. So shop at healthrangerstore.com and help us take this fight to the censors to dismantle the censorship industrial complex while at the same time enhancing your health and nutrition with laboratory-tested, certified, organic, ultra-clean products that we offer. Again, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.